This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging War on Corrupt Owns, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me a number when I was
to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me. I pray I don't look back.
All right. We are live. It is the final day.
I was born in the soul of the misery.
First month of 2017. We're now 10 days into the Trump era. And it couldn't really get any better than this when it comes to him delivering. Obviously, big Supreme Court pick coming this evening by the president, another big announcement. His energy, his focus, just dominating the globalists on every front, reversing them, not just here, but on a planetary scale. His nationalist movements go from exploding to supernova. Trump has also announced that he will definitely pull out of the Paris climate deal and carbon taxes that are only leveled on Europe, Australia, the United States, and Canada. No one else. He's pulling out of those. That will supercharge the economy. He says he will do a big number to Dodd-Frank that was written by private Federal Reserve shareholders openly to take over small banks and other small lending facilities and community banks as well as credit unions and basically not let them loan to the public while the big mega banks gorged on trillions of liquidity, much of it interest-free and in some cases absolutely free. So fighting for the little guy, fighting for Main Street, not Wall Street, again. And a good Main Street is good for Wall Street if Wall Street doesn't want a consolidation and doesn't want a controlled system and a crony capitalist quagmire. That's why a lot of Wall Street is good. It's only the few top big ones that want a monopoly, and that's why you see the markets surging $2.2 trillion. Unprecedented. We've got all of that to break down, just more of him telling the truth, more of Trump delivering. I look at all three of the gentlemen that they say are front runners. Now, I was told about a week ago from several sources that the individual they now that say is in the lead is in the lead, but Trump can change his mind last minute. So we're going to see what happens today. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this fellow's name correctly, but Neil Gorsuch is the guy that I heard about weeks ago as being in the lead. And then I was watching Fox this morning, and they were saying he's in the lead, and that there's been talking points already circulated about why he's the best to a bunch of top conservative pundits. So, but he, look, something could come in on him any minute. One of the other individuals in the running is a judge who's been on the bench with Trump's sister. So who knows what's going to happen? I've looked at them all. They are worlds better than the type of people Obama would have put on the court. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. But I've tried to burrow in into some of their records, and they're all pro-gun. They're all pretty much strict constructionists that don't really make comments from the bench or legislate from the bench. They execute according to the strict jurisprudence of our republic and even transcending that English common law. So looks good. Another promise kept by Donald J. Trump. I know that Napolitano's met like five times with Trump and it was in the front running, but Trump just said, you know, the original list didn't have you on it. I just can't do it round one. So there you go. Trump is pig-headed in a beautiful way. We'll be back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we warned of it. Lou Dobbs warned of it. Ron Paul warned of it. I made a documentary film titled Battle for the Republic that was based on it. And that was the prediction that there would be an attempt to break Mexico, part of Nevada, New Mexico, and even Texas away and be part of Mexico or be its own autonomous state outside of Mexico, outside of the United States. And the Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, the TPP documents have also shown this. The NAFTA and GATT, Banff, Canada, North American Union partnership agreements. It's all been covered ad nauseum. Remember Lou Dobbs 10 years ago harping on it every night, having top ratings and then getting fired from CNN? Remember Lou Dobbs coming on the broadcast discussing it? Because it's an admitted plan by the big foundations and the colleges to break off part of the United States and create a, quote, Chicano nation. Now, I was taught this at Anderson High School here in Austin, Texas, in the art department. I took art, you know, 1 hour a day when I was a senior, and all it was a America bashing fest, and, of course, it was an old liberal white lady that was leading it. And she took us to a field trip to UT, not once but twice, where we were brainwashed for an entire day with lunches provided by the Ford Foundation about the Chicano Nation and how white people are inherently bad and how the Southwest is going to break off and be part of Mexico or be its own state. This does not come from Mexicans or Hispanics. It is a totally made-up cosmology developed in the 1940s and 50s by the Ford Foundation as a long-term strategic plan to break up the United States. Now, of course, once it breaks up and becomes an autonomous zone, it's controlled by the globalists. They create mega-regions, destroy the old nation-states' rights, destroy their cultures, play people off against each other, balkanize them, and then break the area into sub-states, just like you're seeing in the Middle East. This is the old game of empire, a corporate global empire coming in, destroying the nation-state. So look at drugsreport.com. We'll play a clip of this in a moment from CBS News. California sanctuary state. Dems move to block Trump's picks. We're going to get to all that. And it's being announced that, well, you're hurting California's trade because you're keeping out a few thousand people here and there and following the same law that most countries follow and the same law that Mexico follows. This is so egregious and so horrible. We are deciding to just ignore your laws and basically begin the process of breaking away and accelerate the process of a referendum for secession from the Union. The only problem is there's only two state constitutions I know of that authorize that, and that's the Texas Constitution and the New Hampshire Constitution. Several others have similar right to revolt clauses, but Texas is called the Lone Star State because it entered by treaty as a nation to the Union. And then shortly thereafter pulled out for the Civil War, then was forced back in. But the point is, still under treaty, Texas could secede. That's why it's called the Republic of Texas. By the way, I'm not calling for that because that could be used by the globalists as well to break the country up. But if the country was already totally dominated by globalists, then we have to revert to secession just to reconstitute the republic. But I'm a Sam Houston type of guy. The whole Civil War was a sucker job by British intelligence to destroy the South and the North so the British could control Western expansion. That failed. And I'm not in an exercise bashing the British. This is just what they were doing. What you're hearing here is the real historical fact, not what's taught in schools. Now, let's just continue here with the news. There is a lot to get to. Obviously, Trump is making right on his Supreme Court pick. The top three all have very conservative, strict constructionist backgrounds or literal interpretations of the Constitution. Light years better, worlds better than what we would get with Obama. And we also have a lot of economic news we're going to be getting to today as well. We're going to get the latest hoaxes on the travel ban and a lot more. But first off, it really is frightening the ignorance of a lot of the supporters out there of mainstream media lies, a.k.a. the Democratic Party minions. They'll believe anything. Trump has enforced a law that Obama put on the books in 2013. He is following the Constitution. Even the Attorney General that had been appointed just as an interim until Sessions is approved or not approved. That should be happening today as well. She came out, we have clips of that coming up, and you know, said, I had to do this for conscience, basically. And others saying she's this big rock star. When her own lawyers and in her own statement, she admits what Trump is doing is constitutional. He's not barring people on their religion. Because Congress shall make no religion, or Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Glad the Democrats are suddenly discovering the First Amendment that they've been waging war against when it's religious in nature. Because the First Amendment begins with a religious rights not being given, but simply being pointed out that government had no jurisdiction over those. And if you look at what Trump's doing, it is literally word for word what was passed in 2013 and in 2008 by Obama. Obama has bombed five of the six countries that Trump's talking about. They're all basically, except for Iran, failed states who don't even have regular flights to Western countries. I mean, they are literal. Somalia, folks, is a hellhole. Sudan is a hellhole. They don't have functioning real airports, unless there's a military base in Sudan to bomb Christians in the south. These are people sworn to kill us who still have slave blocks at which horses and women are sold weekly. Women, I'm going to say that again. Women are sold as sex slaves in Sudan and in Somalia. We're bringing people to the United States. You're a TV viewer. I'm going to show you this image that literally wear outfits out of the Arabian Nights and are on another planet. Okay? I mean, this is like setting grizzly bears loose in your neighborhood. Completely whacked out. Running around, beating, torturing, murdering. You get caught saying you're gay, you're dead. But in upside down world, we all get lectured about how we're not tolerant and how we're bad and get to see weirdo feminists chanting Allah Akbar and putting on hijabs to certify their full conversion to Stockholm Syndrome. So it is simply incredible. And then Trump just goes, oh, if you don't have a vetted passport and you can't prove who you are and you're in a database that you're probably a terrorist or connected to them, you don't get in. I mean, you show up in some of these airports and you see the people they're bringing in. Again, they don't know what planet they're on. I saw people trying to get yaks. They even have some photos of it, don't want to believe it, and what appeared to be pygmy camels into the parade route of the president, and they were turned away. I mean, it's crazy. It's like there's chickens flying around in the airport or something. And that's all fine and dandy, but you can't take people from caveman world, where women are, you know, chained up in the basement, and then bring them here and then bitch at us because, you know, we're these evil Westerners, according to them, have women sitting up on pink pillows compared to their cultures, and then complain all day. It just doesn't match up with reality. It's not congruent. It is essentially mental illness. There's a video up on Infowars.com I shot last night where I break down the fact that Trump is signaling the awakening of liberals. And by that, I mean true liberals that want freedom, lower taxes, private property, and to be left alone to lead our lives as we see fit, as long as we don't hurt somebody else. That's the true definition of a liberal. And even the mainline kind of establishment fascistic liberals are waking up because finally their god, the state, has been toppled or captured by the evil golden toad, Donald Trump. And so because the golden toad, as I call him, has gotten back in the office of America and they see that spirit rising, they're all panicking because their god that they worshipped, that's what atheists worship. They admit it in many cases. The state had failed them. And so now they admit they're out buying guns en masse. They're going out and getting shooting classes and waiting for the civil war against the evil patriots who were buying guns because we wanted to protect ourselves from an oppressive government. See, you've now become an American. You finally understand that you need to individually protect yourself and your family. You finally get it. You finally clicked one step into a wider world and are now beginning to ascend the stairs and join us on our long march of human destiny. Meanwhile, the super rich are preparing for the end of the world because of Trump. They're accelerating all that. Why? Why not just promote prosperity and not use division to control people and try to unify humanity around basic tenets? We're still going to have disagreements. We're still going to have problems, but they're not going to be manufactured. You're not going to be adding oxygen to the fire. But now you're learning the state is not God. It's dangerous. It could do things that scare you, even if it's a fantasy, your fears about Trump. Still, you're now coming a few more clicks into the realm of reality. And I don't say that in a patronizing way, but if you look at the dumbed down gruel that is extruded out against the American people daily and that is taken up like its mother's milk by acolytes of MSNBC and CNN, and if you go and look at these throngs of people at their own demonstrations, they look like a psychic intergalactic spider sucked about 95% of their soul out. I don't care what color they are. They have weird translucent skin, growths all over their faces, big jowls hanging even at a young age, just kind of stumbling forward like Gollum with their hands extended, like they're groping in the dark, even though it's high noon. I mean, I looked at them and I was like, my God, this is a fallen, ugly, stupid group of people. With the only light in their eyes is like some murderous greed and envy of anything better than them. Now, that said, we're going to break down the latest on the immigrants, the latest on the Supreme Court, the latest on so many fronts, and the latest on the move to begin the cultural breakaway of the Southwest into its own squalorous Northern Mexico-like fallen state.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, we've got 10,000 of these beauties, and it's going to be a bestseller. It officially goes on sale tomorrow, but we're starting to ship them out today. It's The Making of the President 2016. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, if you're a TV viewer, you'll be able to see this. I'm going to flip through the book and show you some of the big photo and graph sections. It really is a doozy of a book. It is an amazing book, and it breaks down the real history of what happened in this election and where we're going in the future. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Roger says he's going to sign a nameplate for every person that buys the book from InfoWars. Well, we've already sold 3,000 of these when it was on presale. And I imagine we're going to sell out of 10,000 in the next few weeks. That sounds like a lot, folks, when you're making like $6-7 on a book like we do. That it's a drop in the bucket to fund the operation. But everything comes together to make it possible, whether you buy a T-shirt that says Trump is my president or whether you get the Making of the President 2016. This is the definitive inside book that's got information in it. When I was reading it two nights ago, when 10,000 of them arrived and I first read the book, that I didn't even know. He has left a lot of stuff. Never before seen photos of Trump. Never before seen I'm not even sure if I can show all the stuff in the book. I didn't ask Roger. He's on tomorrow. But I'm going to flip to the book for everybody coming up. That said, this short segment is kind of a no man's land. So let me just tell you some of the other stuff coming up. Oprah Winfrey makes me sick. Oprah Winfrey, because I know all about her, is bad news. She's a super manipulator. She is the richest person in entertainment history, which is fine with me. But she's been engaged in class warfare all along. And she funds to the United Nations a massive tax-exempt foundation that's tied into Bill and Melinda Gates and population control, one world religion, and convincing Africans to basically roll over and die. She is a New World Order Illuminist of the worst sickening order, and she's been caught in secret meetings with Warren Buffett and Dr. Evil himself, Bill Gates. And, you know, I mentioned this morning to some of the crew that she's now getting a 60-minute slot. And I said, you know, she's been in secret world government population control meetings. And they're like, really? And I said, yeah, go look it up. And they pulled up a whole bunch of mainstream news from the last decade. But again, before that was ever even in the news, I was told about Winfrey and her activity. She is uber bad. And if people think that Obama was the black face to sell death to Africa, no, he was just the delivery man. The black widow, pun not intended, but someone that destroys her own culture, her own people, a woman that is a vicious predator is called a black widow. And she is a black widow in every shape and form. In the politically correct world, people will be like, don't call someone a black widow that happens to have chestnut skin, even though she acts like a black widow. And despite the fact that I would call a white woman doing these types of things a black widow. Bill Gates is a big, fat black widow. In fact, that's my most common allegory or analogy or comparison to the globalist is psychic, but also cultural spiders. I liken it to whatever the creatures are and under the skin with Scarlett Johansson, they interdimensionally exsanguinate your innards and only leave your skin floating in a vat, in an underwater portal to another dimension. Oh, that's in the science stack today. A bunch of top scientists are out saying that we're in an alternate dimension, artificially constructed, that they can pick up the computer code, projecting it. Boy, they really want to tell you that God isn't real, but creation's been manufactured, and they know how to give you a real creation, a real reality. You've just got to tune out of this one and come into their matrix. So they're now assaulting reality itself, and thus God's mind, God's dream. Because all of this is just God's dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And sometimes, I guess, in God's dreams, they're nightmares. But God has a conscious dream that creates free will and new creatures. All in the great continuum of the consciousness of God. Now, when we come back, we're going to start burrowing in piece by piece the news and the clips. Now that I have pontificated in a cogitory way. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Get the Making of the President 2016 signed exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What's California up to? Might have heard of this before. Now it's official. They want us to secede. MSM's reporting it like it's completely normal.
But the fact is, there could be retaliation by others saying we're going to cut you off if you cut us off.
The World Trade Center in downtown Los Angeles alone has helped attract more than $1 billion of foreign investments into L.A. County businesses. But President Trump's executive order imposing travel bans on 7 majority Muslim countries that have sparked nationwide protests and outrage may have unintended consequences on our local economy. NAFTA negotiator and former U.S. Trade Representative and Secretary of Commerce Mickey Cantor says he is deeply troubled by the ripple effect and anxiety the travel ban may cause to our local businesses. that extends beyond the seven banned countries.
We are a global city in Los Angeles, and our international trade really drives this economy. If we can't travel freely, and if there are restrictions that are limited on our travelers and our businesses, this again can have dire consequences.
Stephen Chung, president of the World Trade Center in Los Angeles, also worries the money that freely flows from international investors could slow, and we could be subject to increased tariffs and immigration and travel bans as well. He says if there's fear of travel restrictions, many investors won't be willing to take the risk to invest here.
And the report is up on drudgereport.com. You can read the full report where they talk about basically becoming a sanctuary state. Let's talk facts. Globalism was sold as free open trade and free movement of people that aren't criminals or terrorists. Instead, they've been bringing in criminals, terrorists, you name it, but more importantly, bringing people in and then declaring culture war with people that aren't white. So flipping it, getting white people to go along with the idea of being a multicultural civilization and not being race-based, as every other group is race-based. Chinese don't let big groups of outsiders come in. Japanese don't let you do that. Nigerians in Africa don't let you do that. You try to go to Muslim countries, they don't let you do that. Even if you're a Muslim, a bunch of you move in from another country, they'll kill you. They'll blow you up. They'll throw you out. That's tribalism. That's territorialism. Try to stick your hand in a beehive, they're going to sting you. But we were taught, get rid of your territorialism because we're Christians. That's what unifies us. So we that's our ethos. Never fully realized, but in the West, creating the greatest open free societies ever because of that operating system. And the globalists have been using that against us. Oh, sure, let's build up the third world. Yeah, let's develop them. Let's share the world's wealth and come together. And let's do all this. And then meanwhile, they teach in the high schools and colleges, all whites are bad or inherently evil, must be gotten rid of. Whites must be suppressed. They must be disenfranchised. They must have everything they have taken away. Give us your houses. Give us your cars. Give us your children. But there's a new clip that I forgot to tell the crew about. It's up on InfoWars.com in a Paul Watson video where Black Lives Matter says it's time to start killing whites and says, quote, give us your cars. Give us your houses. This is a person with a bullhorn leading the group. Give us
your house, your property. We need it. You need to reparate black and indigenous people right now.
I'm going to go back to this in a minute. Where have I heard this before? The Vikings pulling up? That, you know, give us everything? Or an African tribe raiding the next tribe? Give us all your stuff? Or Hitler invading countries in Europe? Or the communists taking over countries? I mean, I've heard this before. A real genius, arrogant, full of herself, totally racist, but believing only white people can be bad. So she's like, give us your cars, give us your homes, give us everything. And by the way, it's time you start dying. I mean, this is one of the stupidest, dumbest, just racist idiots. But it's, oh, how beautiful, how sweet. Here's some Apple funding. Here's some Facebook funding. Here's some more globalist funding. So we can just bring people in and then mix them all together in a big confused mess, a Tower of Babel, which the globalists can then control. So there's your problem. And teach total dependency. I saw three articles yesterday in mainstream news about don't use the word mother and father. So it's gone from 3 years ago, 4 years ago, being recommended at universities and being laughed at as academic kookiness. No, it's not academic kookiness. It's a plan to officially, in medical facilities, do not say expectant mothers in paperwork. A tranny might come in to your gynecology department, even though she has a penis, and might be hurt. Hey, here's the deal. You can be a tranny. I don't hate you. The point is, don't hate women. Let them have what they have, their uterus, their ovaries. No, but see, this is a dominance. This is a takeover. This is a exploitation. Now, the Alberta schools are saying, don't use it. It is really, really expanding. Don't say mother and father. And they're doing it, and they're teaching your kids, and they're coming in and telling your five-year-old or six-year-old daughter or son about all these other sexual ideas and all these other sexual systems. Imagine if, like, the scientists are trying to teach the male puppy at 7 weeks how to not be a male. You'd be like, they're trying to screw up its life force. They're trying to kill that species. That's what you do with fire ants or screw worms or whatever group you're trying to eradicate, is you target their reproduction. And we're being targeted chemically, biologically, culturally. And then there's all the white papers admitting they're doing it to us. And I go out to these parades and I see the males that, for whatever reason, genetically were more predisposed to submit to this and for it to be more evident. And they have no sperm count. They have necks that are probably 2 inches around. I mean, I'm not kidding. Horrible sunken eyes, young and old. They look like living dead. They don't look effeminate, because there's always been men that are effeminate. Whatever. They don't. The women are like hyperestrogen goblins, and the men are like little skinny zombies. And it's like, look what they did to you. And then I think about it, how compared to, say, my dad's dad, I'm a pretty masculine, tough guy, but he looked a lot more masculine and tough than I did and acted like it, too. And that was just normal. That's how men acted. Everybody was real polite and real nice back then, because everybody better be nice and polite, because something will break out real quick. Now it's the future of the chemicals and everything and the TVs, and not the kids don't play outside anymore. And this is massive cultural death. And then you bring in a bunch of third world people, totally confused, who already have inferiority complexes given to them by the media. And then they tell them, you feel inferior because evil white people, destroy them. And most whites go, gosh, I'm not racist. Let me capitulate to whatever you want. But you're not really capitulating to whatever they want. You're capitulating to the terms of surrender the global social engineers are issuing through the giant throngs of orc-like, goblin-like, troll-like people. And I mean, let's just be honest. This is what 10 hours of TV and sitting on your ass all day eating GMO does. The women in every species, when men cease to be men, when males cease to be males, women then take that role up. And they've done all the biological tests. They know what they're doing. And so we have mutant women that look like men. And we have men that look like dead people. And that is who we are now. And it's going to get worse. You think a 91% sperm count is bad, that's 91% down? Soon it'll be 100% in most people. It'll be children of men. It'll be exterminism. But don't worry, you'll be able to go to the globalists and they'll have some recombinant 5, 6, 7, 20 parents. Oh, and we're able to give you a designer embryo with your genes, but with some back doors. And they admit all this. Oh, we're going to culturally control and X out traits so your son or daughter will be beautiful and strong and won't be predisposed to have all these problems, but they're going to be lacking something because they're not going to be human. Somebody, when you hear, you know, first embryos or first, you know, first babies from three dads, and it's always weird, like, we're gay, so we want to have a embryo that's all from us. You don't have mitochondrial DNA, Jack. You two men having a baby isn't a baby. Even if you implant it in a woman, it's not a human. It's a humanoid. You're now in a science fiction movie, but because you say, oh, it's two gay men having a baby, it's, oh my God, no discussion about this humanoid or three lesbians that live together. I saw them in the news. We're going to have a baby soon. They're almost ready. And she's going to carry it. The scientists are going to create it with our loving DNA. And then we're all going to have our baby. And of course, it's all based on a woman baby, a man baby. It's so, you're living in a fantastic science fiction book. But it's real. Couple big announcements. I am going to form a nucleus of a Washington Bureau based around writers and investigative journalists. And then in phase two, within 6 months, I plan to have camera people and editors on site. I can lease it out and find help, but then you can get infiltrated pretty quickly and people will try to commit crimes in your name, so we've got to be careful. That's the type of stuff we deal with. Media Matters admits that's the type of operations they run, infiltrating organizations, so we've got to be very, very careful. Again, I've had people try to set fires, you know, in the woods when I'm covering a military event and say that I was burning buildings down. I mean, it's serious doing my job. And it's serious working for us, too. We've gotten strong enough now. We've got a president in the White House, so we've got a lot of more and more friends in the system as we try to devolve it back to the states. But it's a serious thing to work for InfoWars. You got to watch your six, especially if you're yours truly. But we're going to deploy people to D.C., and who better to deploy than people that have already lived there, already been pressed there, already had credentials there. So Dr. Jerome Corsi, Ph.D., number one New York Times best-selling author three times, who successfully is credited with torpedoing two Democratic attempts at the White House, who's a real thoroughbred of journalism and defense of this republic, a man who's tirelessly been exposing NAFTA, GATT, the TPP, the New World Order, gun control, globalism in general, will be joining us. He's also known Donald Trump for 40-plus years and been in business with him. So it's a good contact and a good journalist. We're honored to have him. He's now going to be the Washington bureau chief. And I'm going to try to build an operation with probably 10 people. It'll take money, obviously, and funds, but I didn't do it first rate. And that's why it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Making of the President 2016. I want to show TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. And you can actually see the video feed of this. But The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Every book we sell, I don't know how Stone's going to do this. He's already mailed us 500, but he's going to do thousands more now. Signature cards will be put in each book. So there you go. Roger Stone is one tough cookie. We appreciate him, President Donald J. Trump. There's an even better tweet he put out about how he's tough and loyal. But whatever. There's your quote from the president. And it has got amazing photos in it and graphs and history. And I love right here in the back. It says, who wore it better? Photo courtesy, Stone Cold Truth. Dewey defeats Truman. And that's what we predicted, that they would say that Hillary was invincible, but that wasn't going to happen. So we knew the internal polls. And you've got President Trump on the New York Post. So it absolutely is historical to see that happening. And it breaks down the deplorables, the history of that. It just gets into everything in the blueprint going forward and what Trump and Bannon and others are really planning to do when it comes to restoring the republic. Folks that stood up with their rape T-shirts and really took over Democratic events, they are featured in the book as well. The fact that there's some evidence linking Senator Ted Cruz's father to Lee Harvey Oswald, that's all in there, and how he dropped out 2 days after that was announced. Milo's in there, the Drudge Report's in there. There's just so much incredible, incredible information and background and history. The famous look of Bill Clinton whenever the rape of women came up. In fact, that of course, Stone had that all set up beforehand to have those women there. Bringing out his illegitimate son here on the broadcast. I mean, it's all there. This is just the photo section of this. It's got Trump at Stone's wedding and dancing with his wife. And it's got Hillary for prison theme and that in Stone's yard. It's got so much more. It really is amazing. But the book is first rate. This is something everybody wants on their coffee table, wants in their business, wants to give as a gift. I mean, this is so classy. Official release, The Making of the President book at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And Stone's coming on tomorrow. He's got more quotes here. Breathtaking in its scope and detail, Stone explains how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest upset in American political history. Variety says, we're living in the age of Stone. Indeed, his journey from Dick Nixon's dirty trickster to Donald Trump's man in the trenches does roughly mirror the trajectory of the American right. It's bigger than that. I mean, Stone doesn't like to take the credit, but it's true, because Nixon wrote about it, about, hey, you need to go to lunch or go to a baseball game with this Trump fella, and also Roy Cohn, the big anti-communist lawyer that was the real mentor behind Trump. I'm not saying did it for Trump, but, you know, behind a lot of him learning the ropes early. And then basically Nixon meeting with Trump and then telling Reagan, you got to have this guy to the White House. This guy is going to end up being president someday. And that's what Reagan famously said. And I felt like I was shaking the president's hand, not the other way around. There's just always something about Donald Trump. And Roy Cohn picked up on, he was super smart, obviously. You see him demonized by Hollywood. It's all just made up crap. He, of course, was the right-hand man of Senator Joseph McCarthy. That's what I'm telling you. This is like deep state, patriot, right-wing return of the Republic. This is people that have been there for 50, 60 years, 70 years. The left would call it lurking, trying to save the country. But now you really see it happen. So, oh, leftist, you have sleeper cells? You get people to run for office and, you know, then they activate and really show people who they are on the left. How about from the American perspective of restoring the republic? That's what Trump said in his inaugural speech. He said, this isn't about left and right and parties now. This is about the American dream and the destiny and bringing God back in and having a level playing field and producing prosperity and wealth and not producing a bunch of division. It's big. And you mark your calendars, January 20th, 2017, the day America was reborn. I said that in the morning. Hadn't talked to Trump about the speech. And then that's what he came out and said, because it's what he had to say. It's not that we're synced. It's that we're synced to the Republic and the spirit of liberty that is rising.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back.
over the country, there are Muslim marches on capitals. And I want to be clear here. I don't say this to kiss the rear end of the Muslims. I say it because I've been a respectful, real person who a lot of Muslims just thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread when I was against the Iraq war, against the Libya war, against the Syria war, because I'm against going and bombing and invading countries to destabilize them so Islamic State could come out of Saudi Arabia and take over. That's the admitted plan. That's the great evil of what Obama and Hillary and John McCain and Lindsey Graham did, bipartisanly. And that's what Trump is opposing and blocking, and that's why they're so angry with him. Obama destabilizes all these countries, has a deal to open up Europe, flood Europe with refugees, to have a crisis, to codify globalism, and have us accept all these refugees and open borders. And instead, from Germany to France to the UK to the US to Australia, people are revolting against it. The only place they're going the other direction is for pretty boy Trudeau in Canada. So it's crazy. These elites all have bodyguards. They live behind walls. They're protected. And any Muslim knows that their countries are the most dangerous places on earth, and that radical Islam is always trying to overthrow those countries that aren't oppressive. I wish the Muslims weren't like this. I wish they weren't killing millions of Muslims every few years. But the biggest group killing Muslims is Muslims. And Muslims have a Muslim problem. So you're running to the left to protect you and love you when you know the left doesn't have any of your values, you claim. I mean, you execute people that are homosexual in your own countries. Women don't have any rights. And then you have women's marches led by Muslim women. It's a cruel joke. And most Muslims I've known are really smart, cool people. I don't say that patronizing. I mean, you know, engineers, doctors, you name it, lawyers, they're smart people. I'm talking about Arabs I've known, people from the Middle East, Persians, you name it. But usually they run, go, I love your show. You know, these are corrupt states and the mullahs are bad. Again, upwards of 80% of people in Iran don't like their government. But the people leading Muslims here and in Europe and in the Middle East and in Asia are the radical ones. They're the bullies. They're the ones in control. That's why they've got to be opposed. Now, coming up, we have Owen Schroyer and crew at the Texas Capitol where the Muslim Capitol March is ongoing. He'll be joining us coming up in about 45 minutes. Dr. Jerome Corsi, investigative journalist who's starting our Washington Bureau for InfoWars, is going to be joining us. This will be all over the newspapers by tonight. And wait till they see who we're going to be hiring to work with him. In a nucleus of long-term journalists, 3 number one New York Times best-selling books. That's going to be the guy honchoing, editing, reading over things, making sure it's all vetted, knock on wood, he's never been sued, got the sources, member of the press club, on and on and on. Lived in D.C. much of his life, in Virginia as well as New Jersey. Perfect guy. He's going to be joining us on the show as a guest, but he works with InfoWars now. He's employed by InfoWars. So we're very, very excited about that. And then we're going to go into the third hour. Dr. Steve Pachinik, formerly with different intelligence agencies, will be joining us to give his view on the ongoing attempt for civil unrest in the country and how he thinks the first 10 days of Trump have gone. That's all coming up. I haven't gotten into more on the travel ban, which isn't a travel ban and isn't a Muslim ban. And by the way, Trump's going to let in close to 1,000 refugees just this week. But they're vetted. We know who they are, and they're women and their children. They're not military-aged men that have Facebook pages going Allah Akbar with Islamic Jihad stuff. Oh, yeah, 80% of the refugees that came into Europe were military-aged men, and close to that had fake passports. This is the Jihad Army. I mean, Europe's taking them back for, quote, retraining and social work and, quote, rehabilitate. Okay, they're letting jihadis in. All Trump's doing is what's sane. The more I think about it, it's just crazy.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
What?